Well, here I am here to try it again. I don't know what I'll say. I guess I ran out about what I wanted to say and a bunch of stuff, so I'll just put in some odds and ends together and see what I can say. Well, I guess I could tell you a little bit about Loopy, what she's been writing me. Well, she wrote me a few letters, and sent telling about she went to the council and she's trying to get her papers and her passport and some kind of visa and stuff like that. I don't understand her in the letters sometimes, so I don't know, but I know we have to get married for all that stuff to be legal, so well, that's what she's been writing me lately, stuff like that. And she asks about when you're coming and all that stuff. She's eager to see you, mother, and wants you to meet all her family and stuff like that. But she really asks for you all the time, and I tell her, you just can't. I'll write her tomorrow, I guess, and I'll tell her, explain to her that you're been a little sick, and you'll make it if you can or if you can't. So I'll tell her not to expect you real soon. And she wrote me and told me that she started teaching last week, and that she enjoys teaching because the time will go faster, and then she can see me quicker that way. And well, I hope to see her in Christmas, because we leave out of here the 23rd of December, and I do want to go see her. I guess you know that. That's one of my first deals I got to do, see her. I'll stay home, I guess, a little bit, and then I'll go down and see her. Maybe Mandy or Smalley want to come down with me, because I don't want to go down by myself. And you already have gone, Mother, so. Maybe Mandy and Smalley need a little vacation. They can go with me. And I'll come by through San Antonio, look at the base, see what I have to do and stuff like that. And I'll come back to Lubbock, and I'll go back down to Kelly, where I'm supposed to be stationed. Actually, that base is not going to be too bad. I'll be working on 124s, those four-engine, real big mamas. They fly over to Vietnam quite a bit. Carry a lot of cargo. Got four engines on them with 28 cylinders to each engine, so that's a big baby compared to what we got now. The ones I have now, they have 19 cylinders, so that's pretty bad working on them too. That's gonna be worse on those big ones. Those planes are out of McChord in Washington, Seattle, Washington, and they're out of Alaska too, so. They say we might get some TDY time up there. So I hope we do, because that's a little money when we go TDY. I don't know how much it is in the States, but down here we're getting $1 a day. Being here, Benoit from Fanrangs. That ain't too bad, so at least it's money. That's one of the planes taking off. I don't know if you can hear it very good or not. About every 5 seconds or 10 seconds, there's a plane leaving out of here. We got some F-100s here, buku of them, which is a lot of them, and we got some Phantoms. Those are the good babies. That's our sort of number one bird here. Got some A-1s, prop. We got some F-5s, 102s, AT-37s. Like we got at Reese, only that those little ones we got at Reese, only they got bombs on them here. Mean little devils. Those darn Viet Cong hate the heck out of them. That's how come we get here quite a bit, just because those little babies. Tough little birds, what they call them here, so they do the job pretty well. And of course, our 123s, all they do is haul cargo, and they do anything, haul pigs, cattle, ice, food, people. They do anything. Ours do, so man, we just have to keep them clean most of the time. Especially when we haul cattle, have to tie them down. Sometimes they put horns, they put holes in the sides and stuff like that. What kind of news have y'all been getting about Benoit? Any bad news or good news? Any stuff like that? I'd like to find out what kind of news y'all get, especially around here where I'm stationed. See what the papers write up, if they make it real big or it's real small. What the rumors been going around here? I guess I guess we'll be going back to Fannrang around October the 15th. That is, if the rumors are right. I don't know if they are or not. I hope they are. I'd like to go back. That's where all our stuff is. That's where we have to send our whole baggage and stuff like that. I sent a box home lately. Not lately, just a little while ago. Hope you got it. It's my summer blues uniform and some boots. Nothing much, just little stuff like that. Just I wanted to get rid of it. I didn't want to lag it around here with me. So if you get it, just hang it up and throw it in the closet somewhere, just for it to be out of the way. If some of the people hadn't been getting any mail lately, it's because I hadn't had time or I've been too busy. I know I have got still some letters I haven't answered here from Reba and Smiley. I hadn't answered one of his, but I've been too busy, so I hope this tape will make up for it. Maybe that last tape you sent me, I liked it the best because it had some records in there, Spanish records, and I like those pretty good. I was telling you about this other guy here from Lubbock. Well, he wasn't so lucky as me. He got stationed up in Washington State, up there by McCord. So he said he didn't care anyway. He wanted to see some of the country anyway, so I guess he'll like it. But he was from Plains, Texas, but he moved up to Lubbock. He'll like it, I guess. He's that type of guy who wants to see some of that country. At least he'll get a little cold up there for him. Like Raoul said, I guess it's pretty country. I know it's pretty country because we were around there. Especially when we flew over Utah and part of that country, and it looked like real good country. We drove from Seattle International Airport down to McCord Air Force Base, which is around 40 or 50 miles, and looked like it was pretty good. Could see the ocean. I know why Johnny wants to stay up there now after he gets out of the Navy. It's real pretty up there. People are friendly and everything like that. We stopped at Portland, Oregon, and that looked like a real pretty city. The countryside is just evergreen trees and mountains and rivers and lakes, just pretty all over. Last night, two nights ago, I came back from Fannrang, and we could hear the B-52s bombing about 15 miles away from here. You can feel when they're bombing because they shake the whole barracks. Even though they're 15 miles away, you can still feel them. They got those 600-pound bombs. Those babies, you can feel a long way. I don't know, they used about 3 52s that dropped them. I think it's close to Saigon area. Well, Saigon is just 15 miles from here. It ain't too far, but 52s were exactly about 15 miles west of here. Not too far. Anyway, you could feel the ground shaking once in a while, shakes the whole barracks. The shift I've been working on all the time now is night shift. We work from 6 at night till 6 in the morning, which of course is all night, so we are the guys that get to see all the action of the at night. In case sometimes we'll get mortared or rockets come in, and we're the ones that are on nighttime that get to see all that stuff. Guys on day shift don't get to see nothing because, 6 to 6 in the morning, that ain't too much action. All the action's usually at night, as you know. So that's what they put us on night shift. It ain't too bad. They got a lot of guards here. They got the Vietnamese, got some Koreans, some Thai, a lot more. It ain't just right for us, really. Daddy, you said that you've been keeping the cars in good shape. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Hope Amanda's keeping his in good shape, too, because he'll probably need it for tech. And, of course, I guess y'all need the Ford. Well, have y'all done anything about the little green pickup? Still there? Have you sold it or what? And are you still using that company's pickup? Because if you are, it probably helps you out a lot on gas and stuff like that. Be cheaper too, I guess, to get theirs and get your own. I guess Manny's been driving the heck out of the little job, going back and forth to school. But I guess he needs I guess the best deal he'd need to save gas and stuff would probably be a Volkswagen. That's what I sort of been thinking. If I get one, I guess that's what I sort of want. You know, because being in the Air Force, we don't get paid too much, as you know. And I will need to save a little money. And gas does cost a little money, so Volkswagen, I believe, would be the best thing for me. Well, right now, anyway. I guess George and Dolores got them a new one. They wrote me and told me they got a new one. So, I wonder, did they get a station wagon or the same type? Or a bus, or what'd they get? Tell Petsy next time she talks on the tape, won't you bring Bobby and Tony, the twins, and Allie and Butch and Carrie Sue to talk on it. They're the only ones I hadn't heard talk over the microphone. I haven't heard Gogi or Jeannie. Suki, I haven't heard him either. And of course Connie's kids, I hadn't heard them. I haven't heard Reba Ann either, so especially after they got back from Corpus, I guess they like being back. Not just 'cause Dale said that mosquitoes are pretty bad in Corpus. So I know she hates them, so I guess she's sort of glad to get back. And Patsy, congratulations for passing your nursing school. Now maybe you'll be a doc now. And don't worry about sinking the ships coming on over here. Don't worry, they can hold a tank. They can hold y'all. Just kidding. Right now it's around 11:30 at night. I'm not making this tape because I just got back from the movie, like I told you before. That's usually the only time I have time is make it at night, because today was my day off. I went to the movies, like I told you, Airman's Club, and usually at night when I'm laying down, it's the only time I have to make a tape. It's the best deal, too, because in the day it's too much noise, and at night it's a little quieter. Maybe you can hear me better. You said the tape, last tape I had, Laura said it was a little quiet, so I hope this one comes out a little better. I stuck up the volume a little bit, so you're bound to help you out a little bit more. Hope so, anyway. Like I told George, I got my 5 level in my training, which is a sort of advancement on my training. Helps me a little bit more for rank and all the privileges like that. So it helped me just a little bit. Well, I had to take a test. And everybody says it's quite an achievement over here in Vietnam because it usually takes a year, and I did mine in 6 months. And they say it was okay. A lot of people are doing that over here because they have to speed you up. They need you to work and stuff like that, and that's the way it is. I don't know if you heard that noise, but that was a jet I turned in. I hope you heard it pretty good because they just cranking up while I go and leaving. This tape looks like it's getting pretty short now. Well, Mother, Dad, Smiley, Mandy, and everybody else who's listening, I'm doing all right, and don't worry about me too much. I worry a lot about y'all, so y'all can take care of yourself, because I'm all right. There's no sweat about me, so all I'm worried about is you, so all of you take care of yourself. Make it the best you can, because there's no sweat here. Don't worry about me. Well, I hope you like the tape, all the odds and ends, because I tried to make the best tape I could, and it didn't sound too good to me. But I guess that's all, and I love you all very much. And till I hear from you, and write if you can. If you can, it's all right, because I know I can't write. So take it easy and do the best you can. Say RFR for old Herc for me while you're at it. And good luck. Take it easy. Just waiting for this tape to run out. I can just barely see it. Baby going. And here it goes, I think. So long till I see you.